Physicist Victor Vassilago, whose research in 1967 gave birth to the scientific field of metamaterials, is visiting Purdue University and touring research laboratories in Discovery Park's Birk Nanotechnology Center and elsewhere on campus. Vassilago is head of the Magnetic Materials Laboratory of General Physics for the Russian Academy of Sciences. But nearly 40 years ago, he theoretically envisioned negative permeability materials, which are artificially engineered nanostructures. At certain frequencies, these nanostructures show negative permeability, allowing them to focus near-field light. A negative refractive index, which is not found in nature, would allow scientists to construct new types of microscopes with unprecedented resolution and telecommunications devices with better performance. It also could pave the way for creating novel photonic devices. During his visit, he gave a public lecture titled Electrodynamics of Materials with Negative Refraction. And now, this living legend in the world of metamaterials is here with us. Dr. Vassilago will talk about what excited him about science as a youngster in Russia, what it was like to make a discovery 40 years ago that still today has global implications for the scientific and telecommunications world, and now what it's like to be an international celebrity sharing his ideas about the future of science and physics. First, I wanted to welcome you to Purdue University, Discovery Park, and the Birk Nanotechnology Center.
Yeah.
How has your visit been so far?
I think that my visit here to Purdue University is very successful and very fruitful because I had a real possibility to have a personal contact with Professor Shalaev and another scientist who are involved in the investigation of metamaterials. I had many contacts with Professor Shalaev from some conferences and by some exchanging by the messages, but it is my first possibility to saw all the staff of his laboratory and also the laboratories of this park. So I am very impressed very much by the high level of investigation here, high level of equipment and laboratory devices. So I think it is a good basis for have some great successes in the investigation of nanotechnology. The nanotechnology is now very interesting, very new, and very perspective direction of science. Mm-hmm. And I wish to all the scientists here, for the staff and all the students also, mm-hmm. It is very important because it is our future, to have some successes in this field of activity. Thank you.
What has struck you most about the facilities, the types of technology and instruments that we have here? How does that compare to what you maybe are accustomed to using in Russia?
I'm not very familiar now with level of equipment in our country because I now work mostly like theorist. Mm-hmm. But I think, of course, that this level is very high in every case.
Yeah.
But I think that in our country also is some possibility to produce some metamaterials and so on.
Take us back to when you were growing up in Russia. What was it that excited you about science as a youngster growing up?
Maybe I answered on the question on this question. But now the level of our sciences, of course, we have some difficulties because of some changing of this economical system. Mm-hmm. But now we have very large derivative, and the level of our science and level of our experimental possibility became larger and larger. So I have also that we have also we will have some successes in this field.
Okay.
So
when you were growing up in Russia, what was it that excited you about science and physics and the world that you live in now? When you were growing up,
repeat please the question. I don't understand.
When you were younger. What was it?
So I understood. Yes. When I was a schoolboy, I spent about 3 years for radio amateur activity. I am a radio amateur.
Okay.
by my nature. Yeah. I spent about 3 years at up to now, my feeling is mostly like feeling of radio amateur. I try to have some results by very simple methods, very simple apparatus, and so on. And maybe my first article, which was published 40 years ago, it is also was writing in the style of radio amateur by very simple method, very simple assumption, and great results. But when I graduated from school, middle school, and for me was the question, at what institute to enter for the further in the learning, I prepare myself not to the career of scientist, but the career of engineer. I think that I will be, after graduating from institute, I will be some radio engineer on the plant or with some factory and so on. And only because of I met Alexander Mikhailovich Prokhorov, who was the, in future, Nobel Prizer, he was my teacher. And he learned me to make some radio circuits and so on. And I go to his laboratory in the period of my student ages, in his laboratory in Pan-Lebedev Physical Institute, and began work together with him. And I worked with academician Prokhorov. He was a PhD when I came to his laboratory, but now when he has a doctorate degree, when he's a member of academy, when he was a Nobel Prizer, but I work only also in his laboratory, in his department, and so on. And so I wish to say, I wish to use the possibility to say him thank you very much for all the best which he do for me. And so I am a member of Prokhorov team and member of now Prokhorov dead about 3 or 4 years ago. But of course the style of my activity has origin the working in laboratory of Prokhorov. So.
When you talk to younger kids, in elementary or in high school, before college, what do you tell them?
I tell them it is many in the your future life, you will have a possibility to have many enjoyment. For example, to get large money, to have some the possibility to trips and so on, to travel and so on, but. My opinion is, but the best enjoyment which is had, which can had a man, it is a success after some public lecture on the scientific activity. When you give a lecture for large auditorium, and after the lecture all of us applaud you and say some questions, and we invite you to visit another laboratories, it is a very, 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 very good and very large enjoyment. I don't know the more enjoyment than the result of giving some lecture in the large auditorium. So, and I explained to him that it is more interesting than to be on some sports stadium and and so on, or drink beer in some restaurant and so on. It is a better degree of enjoyment for my Russian.
Are you concerned at all about the lack of or the fewer people that are going into the science and engineering professions or fields, remaining as researchers and pushing the envelope to see what we can do to stretch our minds?
No, now the number of people who is going to science and engineering became more and more. It is a process. Of course, we have some period of difficulties, but now it is more and more. I don't saw the some very large problem in these directions.
Now you've been honored in your career. You received several honors after you got your doctoral degree, and you won the state prize for science in Russia
in
76, and the VA Fock Prize for your work in electrodynamics, solid state physics, and negative refraction. What has it been like to be honored by your colleagues, your peers in the world?
At first step, when I published my first articles, many people said that it is some sort of joke. It's a sort of joke because it was impossible to show the real application for this idea. Mm-hmm. And nobody could show the real substances with negative index of refraction. But after the work of the first work, pioneering work of Pendry, Smith, and Schultz, when I produced some artificial materials, like which has now the name of metamaterials, all my colleagues congratulate me with his success, and I am very proud that I can do these things. And now, I have some background to be very proud for this work.
Now you're here working this week with Dr. Shalev and yeah. trying to, what kind of collaborations do you see with him and some of the other colleagues in his?
Now we have collaboration. For example, before my visit here, we write some articles with Professor Narimanov. And I had contact with a journal of Nature Materials suggest us both mm-hmm. to write common articles. It was done and articles published. Mm-hmm. But now we have also some plan to publish some articles with some general view of the problem, because we view the way in which Professor Shalev saw on the problem at my approach to it are different, because I work more as more theorist, but Shalai works as more an experimentator and technologist and so on, and he has some technological possibilities. But we think discuss and to decide the best ways for further development of the problem and work in this area together.
What has it been like to theorize something that you did 40 years ago, and be patient, and how we've got to a point now where your ideas are being sort of applied in sort of a formal way much more in recent years. From what I understand, your paper that was published 40 years ago really mm-hmm. didn't go national for a few years, and really hasn't been up until the last 10 years or so where you've gotten a lot of attention for what you did 30, 40 years ago. What has it been like to wait that long for the attention?
It is the real situation was that we have not these materials. It is I think about the problem every moment, and mm-hmm. I never forgot to think about this problem. Mm-hmm. And I could show now many problems which are connected with main problem of metamaterials, which are not solved now. For example, we have a question about light pressure and so on. And now I try to solve all the problems which was created in this period. And now we have some chance to resolve with the problem on the basement of experimental possibility and experimental data, which are produced not only by Professor Shalai, but many, many other scientists, because now we have some very large community of metamaterials people, mm-hmm. which has exchanged by the ideas and so on. Now, the conferences, which is devoted to metamaterials, are every month. I have a possibility go from Moscow and never come back, but transfer myself from one conference to another. Okay. It is fully real possibility. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't use it. Mm-hmm. So, I think that we with the communities will be grown up, and we began much more and more. And the number of results, the value of results, the meaning of these results, which be more and more important.
Mm-hmm. Now, you might. Yeah. You were really pretty much involved in nanotechnology before it was cool, before people even knew what nanotechnology was. Where do you see it from your vantage point, where you are now in your many years of working in this field? Where do you see
See, my opinion is, but after, I don't know, maybe 1 year, maybe five, maybe 10, not more, I think, we will have optical material, metamaterials for optical domain, mm-hmm. which it will be some artificial, it will be some artificial details or some mm-hmm. artificial body or some artificial media, which will be transparent for light, but it will be not a natural crystal, or natural glass or natural gas and so on, but it will be some artificial construction. Composite construction. Mm-hmm. I don't know on what basis it will be constructed, but it will be, I am sure. I am sure. But it, of course, it is necessary to work, hard work, hardly mm-hmm. work. We are now only on the beginning of the process. Mm-hmm. It was about not more than 6 years after the first demonstration of possibility to have metamaterials in centimeter or millimeters bent, mm-hmm. Bent width. Centimeter or millimeter domain. But it is necessary to work now. For example, in Professor Shalaev's laboratory, we have metamaterials, flat metamaterials for the near optical domain, about 1.5. Micrometers. It is necessary to go up only about 1 micron to visible region, about 0.5 microns. Mm-hmm. I am sure that it will be done in the near future. I am sure.
And how do you see this ability to make a wavelength smaller than what it really is, or being able to bend it? Or to refresh, how do you see that changing our world as we know it? What kind of applications for people who are not?
I'll show you. I couldn't answer. I think that we negative materials with negative index of refraction, in combination with materials of positive index of refraction, could give us a possibility to have some materials with zero phase shift from source of energy, from source of light, to the receiver of light. It will give us many, many very interesting possibilities. For example, for some filters and so on, because we with the possibility to have a zero-point shift, will be able only for one frequency. It is, of course, it is, for instance, can be controlled, but in every device it is only one frequency. But we have other frequencies that will be focused not in one point, but in some range of points. Mm-hmm. In some range of points. And it is some filter, space filter, to filtering with some spectral component on very complicated, in spectral sense, mm-hmm. Signals. And it is give us also the devices like super lenses and clocking devices also could be constructed. And super lenses give us a possibility to transfer the image from one point to another, but on very short distance. But it is very important, for example, for photolithography and so on, and for the in English, identification of pictures. Okay. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It will be the materials with negative index of refraction are very important materials. But the possibility to product metamaterials is important not because it gives us a way to construct the negative refraction materials, but it gives us possibility to construct the materials with any arbitrary index of refraction, positive, negative, near zero, the epsilon and mu, the epsilon, the dielectric and magnetic permeabilities, which are also positive, both negative, one negative within our positive, mm-hmm. and so on. Now we have a possibility to construct the material artificially, mm-hmm. artificially, but because the natural materials give us only if or epsilon is large, but magnetic permeability is near unity, or magnetic permeability is large, but electric permeability is unity. But now we have additional degree of freedom. It is very important. It is the main. It is the main results of construction of metamaterials. We have new possibility to construct. And except of some metamaterials, it is a way for construct a metamaterial space. We could. I am sure that it will be possible to construct the materials with some arbitrary way of light. Propagation, not only with some straight line, but with some curvature. It is now we discuss with Professor Shalaev what is the limit of curvature. Maybe it is impossible. Maybe it will be impossible to have very large, like in railway. Because the curvature must be smooth. Mm-hmm. It is not be very smooth. Just the same situation is here. Mm-hmm. Just the same situation is here. It is a case of computer simulation, of calculation and experiments, mm-hmm. but it is possible to mm-hmm. have some area in which the light is going by some way which we construct and which we order for light. Mm-hmm. So.
Last question. Discovery Park was designed and created to bring people from several disciplines together: engineers, physicists, biologists, communications people. Yeah. How important is bringing together all those?
It is very important. It is very important. I think that the scientific center, in every case, not only here in Purdue and in the USA, but in our country also, in visit centers, it is necessary to have people different specialty, different mentality, different style of working, different style of thinking. And I am a member of staff of Moscow Institute of Physics Technology, and our institute is also it is a sum of some many about 8 or 9 faculty. I don't know. That is necessary to count. We have some physical faculty which is studied physics, pure physics, background of physics, biology. We have some biological faculty. We have some aerodynamics faculty which is investigated with airplanes and so on. And it is very important to transfer the idea and the approaches from one field of science to another. It is a because science is not a sum of some many different sciences as a unit, mm-hmm. and inside with a unit we have some different area and some different spots, mm-hmm. but between these spots must be some connection, yes. Very close on permanent basis without any difficulties or problem to exchange by ideas, equipments, of course, methods, and people, and so on. Many people go from the physics to computer science, for example, or for biology, and so on. It is a real process. It is a very good process. It is not something tragical, like many people think that if some physicist is going to the computer science or biology or economics, it is the terms economical physics, because the economical problems can be studied by physical methods. It is some terms and some things like entropy, like pressure and so on, can be transferred from physics to economics. Yes, I saw some articles, which is very good articles, and it is a very good approach which give new results. So I think it is all the scientists should be together. All the scientists should exchange by ideas and by methods. Thank you.